I will give a background now of our reading this morning. The story of Jesus' appearance on the road to Emmaus is the first of three resurrection appearances reported in Luke, and it's quite unique to his gospel. The Greek text says they went to Emmaus, which was 60 stadia from Jerusalem. 60 stadia were about 7 miles. We do not know the exact site of Emmaus. What we do know is that there were more than one towns called Emmaus in Palestine. They went on the same day when it was discovered that the tomb was empty. Jewish travelers in those days would not consider it unusual for a stranger who would be a fellow Jew to join them on their travels, especially as this was just after the Passover, and many pilgrims went to Jerusalem to pray and to take part of this feast. So they assumed that this must have been a pilgrim, this stranger. In those days, news spread quickly by the word of mouth, and public executions at a feast would be widely discussed. Everyone would have known about the crucifixion of Jesus, but not the stranger in their midst. Cleopas is a Hebrew or Aramaic name. A lot of researchers have said maybe this is the female, the male form of Cleopatra, but it is not, and it doesn't matter at all. And also, people have suggested that Luke must have known this man without giving us much more details about Cleopas or his fellow traveler. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the meaning of our reading. These two people traveled with the stranger. And then it seems quite odd that this stranger does not know what happened. And they try to tell him. And when they tell him what has happened, it seems as if we get a good idea of how Luke interpreted all the events that went on in Jerusalem. And then Jesus says, "You fools." And then Jesus starts to explicate the scriptures. He is explaining to them all the parts in the Old Testament where his messiahship was quoted. And in those days, rabbinic literature praised people who had wisdom, people who could interpret the scriptures, like Jesus demonstrates here. Luke, in the Greek text, speaks of in all the scriptures. He actually was only meaning Moses and the prophets, since we know the Old Testament were divided into the law, the prophets, and the scriptures. Luke is just saying all because he's exaggerating just to say that Jesus included all the passages in the Old Testament that refer to this Messiah. And then Jesus, when they came to this village, Jesus was very polite. He made as if he was continuing his journey. Because in those days, you would not invite yourself. You would test your fellow travelers. You would test their hospitality. Because hospitality was one of the most important things in that society. And hospitality demanded that you do not only help these people when they come to your house by means of giving them food, but also that you will give them shelter for the night. But also, when war would break out, you would defend them with your life. It was approaching sundown. A night travel, particularly as one got farther from Jerusalem, would be dangerous due to robbers. Jewish people throughout the ancient world welcomed fellow Jews with them to spend the night with them. And as I said, hospitality was a very crucial obligation. And most probably by that time of night, they wouldn't have had bread. But because it was a small village, people would know who still had bread. And then they shared what they had with Jesus. But then, interestingly enough, Jesus reversed the roles. Instead of him being a guest, he takes on the role as the host. Because he takes the bread, he breaks it, and he gives thanks. And in a way, it reminded of his last meal that he had with his disciples. And then he disappeared. And then when he broke this bread, they recognized him. They realized, but it's the risen Jesus. And then they got so excited by this news. And although it was late and dangerous to travel, they couldn't keep it for themselves. Immediately, they left for Jerusalem again. Isn't this a wonderful witness? Despite the fact that they must have been tired and hungry and ready for their beds, they left for Jerusalem despite all the dangers. And like I said, this reading, Luke gives us a good insight into his theology and how he saw all the events that happened in Jerusalem. He's saying that Jesus' death was caused by the Jewish leadership. He went so far to say that the Jewish leadership crucified Jesus. But his death must not be understood as something like a tragedy. It was ordained by God, because only through his death there can be glory and joy and hope. His death was not the end, because his tomb is empty. The angels declared that he lives. Two disciples on the road to Emmaus declared that they had seen him. And when they arrived in Jerusalem, they told him that even Simon saw the risen Lord. Luke is actually saying to us all, no one can argue with their witness. Jesus has risen. Amen. The text verses for the sermon this morning comes from verse 30. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? I am sure we all know traveling fairly well. And we know that when you travel, on the first day, you are still pretty much occupied by your work, your commitments, and often do not recognize the beautiful scenery as you drive. And often when we get to point B, we wonder, how did I get here in the first place? It also happened with the two pilgrims traveling to Emmaus. They were pretty much occupied by the things that had happened recently in Jerusalem, without them recognizing and realizing the risen Jesus. But Jesus was indeed traveling with them. He explained things to them that they did not know before. They listened to him. Their ears were open. They were capable of taking this message of Jesus inside themselves. They were open to hear the words from this stranger. And this reminded me of a song that Jim Reeves sang a long time ago. He sang, a stranger is just a friend you do not know. In this case, the stranger was someone they really knew. Someone they heard of, most probably traveled with. This was the risen Jesus. And in the same way, God is always traveling with us as we journey through life. He's with us in faith. He guides us through His Holy Spirit and His Holy Word. He never ever leaves us alone. He's everywhere, taking care of us, showing us His love and compassion. He's a constant factor in our lives. Of course, no human can offer us that presence or this guarantee. Yes, unlike the voice of a sat-nav, which often leads us into roads we do not find, when we listen to the voice of God, we have the assurance we will never get lost. We will never feel deserted. We will always be at peace when we indeed listen to His voice. And as we travel through life, we often find ourselves worrying and asking, where is God now? Where is He when I need Him so badly? And I think it's the same questions that went through the heads of these two pilgrims. They must have asked themselves, where is Jesus now? Is He really the Messiah? Did He really rise from the grave? They got their answer when Jesus shared with them bread. They realized that He was indeed with them, and they felt the peace. They felt the joy to know that everything Jesus said came to be. Everything He said is true. Their sins are forgiven. Death is no more. Everything is true that Jesus promised them when He said, come to Me when you are feeling weary, when you are lost. And they felt the joy so intensely that they could not wait a single second to convey this very important message. The Greek text says their hearts were on fire, and this fire could not be stopped. And the same is true for us. God often surprises us by the things He does and the things He does not do. Sometimes He enters our presence without us recognizing Him. He promised us, wherever there are two or three gathered in His name, He will be there. But why don't we believe this anymore? Why do we still say, where is God now? Maybe the time has come that when we do feel this way, when we do feel lost and deserted, that we call someone else, a faithful believer, to come and sit with us, to hold our hands, to pray with us, to reassure us again that there's hope in Jesus Christ. Maybe when we do feel that way, we must reach out to our brothers and sisters and just be in their presence, just experiencing the peace of God with them. Because sometimes life causes our hearts to feel cold. And we feel often that way because of the world, because of the hurt that others causes us, of things that happens to us. Sometimes when bad things do happen, we often close ourselves. We often close our hearts. We even shut out God and God's presence. But maybe our hearts must start burning again. We must be moved again by God's Holy Spirit. And if we do not feel this way, maybe we must get a brother or a sister in faith to hold us, to encourage us, to convince us again that what Jesus promised is true. We can go to Him. We can go to Him when we are feeling lost, sad, deserted, when our lives do fall apart because of the things that happen to us, because of the suffering, because of all the weird things we see in the world. And this reminded me of the poem Footprints, where the traveler looks back on this beach and he just sees one set of footprints. And as a movie comes past him, he sees that times were the times that he had it very difficult in his life. That was the times he really needed God. But there's only one set of footprints. And then God responded saying, "It's me. It's my footprints, not yours, because I carried you. I holded you together. I carried you all the way." God is faithful. God is true. He will and is always helping us, carrying us through the difficult times, giving us strength and hope to continue. We must know that we are travelers on the way to the heavenly Jerusalem. And He blesses us each and every moment of every day when He surprises us with His interventions of love, mercy, and compassion. And I'm sure you all can recall many moments where you felt God was there. I'm sure you all can think of all that occasions where you wonder, how am I going to get through this? And you did. All this God moments where God surprised you. And we must always remember, this life is not our destiny. It's not our end. We are destined to be with God forever and ever. He is faithful. God is present. God is present not only in our churches or special places. God is everywhere. He controls everything on this earth. He controls the seasons, the sun, and the moon. He is a faithful creator, but He's also a faithful travel companion. We must trust Him. We must go to Him. And we must take His hand and hold on to Him. Because He is our only hope. Great is His faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen.